just been missing you. I ain't talked to you the whole week. New love affairs turn to old flings, and everybody turns into the same thing. Just another reminder I was missing. No, I made mistakes, so things forever different. Thought you were the one, I'm there for a commitment. Talk to friends about you, they tell me that I'm tripping. But I can't be a puppy forever. At times I still dream about our future together. Of course I love our talks, but the sex is better. He laughed and say I'm shallow, so I wrote you this letter. Sometimes I wanna go to your house and knock on your window, yeah, my feel is out. Know you wanna break, so that's what I'ma do. Even though that's how I feel, I still play it cool.
And you love me alone, and I can't keep you this way. And I call you on the phone, but I just can't leave you stay. And I hate being alone, but I love being with you. And I know things are tough, but I don't want us to be true.
Just say bye bye for you, boy, you really knocked me down, down. Text you heart emoji, show up. About you when you're not around, not around. I hate this feeling, I hate commitment, but you got me thinking different, and I hate to admit it. I'm in love with you, a new drug, it's you, can't give up on you. So I got some things that we can do. Let's go out. Have a good time, usually don't, but we got all night. We can drive into the sunlight. Just take my hand, we'll be best friends.
And you love me all alone, and I can't keep you this way. And I called you on the phone, but I just can't make you stay. And I hate being alone, but I love.
Maybe we started off on the wrong note, but the wrong note can mess the whole song up sometimes, you know?
You're listening to They FM. I'm Tyler. Mac is here also, and this is 91.5 WMFO Medford.
But tell me one thing, and I'll make myself a ghost if it helps you find peace. Are you alive? Are you alive? Are you alive? Are you alive?
Hello, hello, everyone.
Welcome to They FM. That was I Hate Being in Love by Black Star Kids. It's off the album that came out on Friday.
Very cool.
Great album. You should take a listen. It's called Puppies Forever. And they are doing a concert in Boston November 5th. A Friday night.
Very nice. I feel like a name for an album doesn't get better than that.
Exactly.
I mean,
who doesn't want
Puppies Forever?
Puppies Forever. I think one of the songs is also Puppies Forever. Nobody can debate, except for people who are allergic to dogs, I guess.
Mm.
But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, for the sake of argument, cats are better, but...
if we wanna stage a debate, we could. I feel like dogs and cats would get along much better if we didn't pit them against each other.
You're so right. I mean, I'm not anti-dog. It's just, I really like cats. I've grown up with cats. Cats are cool.
I really enjoy a cat.
Yeah. They're delightful. And yeah. I really enjoy other people's dogs. I'm like, I can hang out with you. We can have fun for, like, an afternoon, or even, like, I'll watch you for a weekend. But then, like, I don't know. All my stuff doesn't get chewed up. It's great.
My upstairs neighbor has a dog. that is a puppy that she's in this program where like she's training a service dog, like on top Ooh. Of college, and she's also on the rugby team. She is like training a service dog. So it was like only a couple months old when they moved in.
That's impressive.
And her name is Hera. She's Aww. Growing super fast, and she is getting so good at her service dog job. And I'm obsessed with her, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
she's doing so well.
Living downstairs from a dog is perfect because I get to pet a really adorable puppy sometimes and never ever have to do any of the work.
That's perfect. That's really perfect. Get to pet an adorable puppy that's well behaved.
That's super well behaved. The only drawback is sometimes she's wearing her vest.
Oh, and then you can't pet the adorable puppy.
Then you can't pet her. But she's not always wearing her vest.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Seeing a service dog when it's not at work is kind of like, it feels very behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like
you're like, ooh, I'm one of the privileged few.
I know. I get to pet the service dog. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Very cool. She's learned to press the walk button.
Aww.
One time I was waiting to cross Boston Ave and I saw Hera on the other side, and mm-hmm. then she just jumped up and pressed the walk button. It was crazy.
Wow.
She's so talented.
Look at her go.
Yeah. Puppies forever.
Puppies forever.
Hera won't be a puppy forever, but in general.
That's okay. But in general.
Puppies forever.
Puppies forever.
Do you have any songs you wanted to play today?
Probably. I'll need to look through my list of songs. Unfortunately, a lot of them are going to be for after hours when the Ooh. FCC will not get mad at us.
Very fair.
Yeah.
Do you have... I can just play one right now.
Okay, go for it.
This is If You Feel Alone at Parties by Black Hippie. It was on my Spotify or Tidal recommended. Or maybe it was on Tidal Indie Rising. Tidal Ooh, like yeah. has scouts
mm-hmm.
that, and then they put together, they have like a rising artist lineup. I think Spotify does that now too. Anyways.
That's really cool.
I've listened to this song a couple of times. It is good.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Always staring at this picture. else to sit and watch you go. Falling through my arms like whispers through my heartstrings. On and on it goes. Running oh so far from days that left me lonely. People come sometimes and then they let you go. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hello, we're back. What songs were that was Black Hippie, If You Feel Alone at Parties, and yours was...
It was by Michael Kiwanuka. I'm not remembering the name of the song.
Beautiful Life.
Beautiful Life. There we go. Yeah. Cool.
It says from the Netflix documentary Convergence. Mm. Is that a movie you've seen?
It is not. I was just kind of cruising around on like my new music of like artists that I've already listened to, and I was like, oh my gosh, Michael Kiwanuka had an album that came out.
Very cool.
Yeah. I think it was a set of like a couple songs that came out, like an EP or something.
Nice. It was good. I enjoy the mellowness mm-hmm. of it. We were just talking while the music was playing about how much we're like slammed academically right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but I have to write 2 papers first. But you know,
yeah, it is that way. Yeah, I've got a psych quiz next week. Mm-hmm. Good fun. And then I've got a couple other like not full length papers. There's a lot of like 1 to 3 page assignments that I've kind of got randomly due, which is kind of like a weird length because I'm like, okay, I could do that in like a couple hours, but at the same time, like, I should spend more time on it, but also like I don't have time to spend more time on it, and it's just kind of this weird spot.
Exactly. I had a 2 to 4 page assignment mm-hmm. recently, and it was just like, luckily there was no reading for the day that it was due, so yeah. It was fine, but it's like you have to carve out enough time. And then I texted my friend who's in the class, Izzy, and I was like, are you treating this as like a long response or like a short paper? And mm-hmm. she was like, short paper. And I was like, okay.
Mm, yeah.
So, but it actually wasn't bad. I didn't have to come up with an idea because I had an idea already in the can from like earlier in the semester.
That's perfect.
Which feels great. My next like struggle is that I have a paper due a week from tomorrow and no idea what to write about.
Well, what class is it for?
Milton.
Okay.
Been reading Paradise Lost all semester, with the exception of like one day we read some political writing that he did. And Paradise Lost is a super interesting text, but yeah. It's all about like God and like morality and like theology. And I came in with some ideas to office hours, and my professor was like, none of these are answerable questions. Or none of these are questions you could answer with the text. Like, none of these are questions that the author is trying to answer. You should come up with something that you can actually draw a conclusion about. And I was like, you're so right. So now I have 0 ideas.
Well, thanks.
It's always like I spend a long time coming up with an idea, and also I've just noticed, like, for papers where the idea comes naturally, the whole thing is just easier and faster because I'm not trying to like force it as mm-hmm. much. I'm not trying to like force my like convince myself.
Yeah, you don't have to convince yourself of the argument you're trying to make. You can just kind of
exactly, say it. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then I've been doing a bunch of jumbo code,
like,
which is really cool. I'm managing a project for jumbo code this year, and it is very cool, but it is also very chaotic right now because it is the first like sprint. Like, we work in 2-week sprints.
Wow.
And the first full length sprint just started, so it's been a lot of like, you know, managing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think got things kicked off, and hopefully okay. should be able to sit back until like a week from Sunday.
Nice.
Work wise I'm carving pumpkins with my team.
Delightful.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be also like take up a lot of my Sunday.
Yeah, it will. Pumpkin carving does that.
It does that, but it's gonna be fun, and this is a good way to force myself to carve a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I would.
You wouldn't. Yeah. You know, good de-stress time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Make a piece of art on a pumpkin.
Yeah. You know, probably gonna be small pumpkins. I don't really want to.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be nice. I have to decide.
That'll
like
be delightful.
Like, what design should I do?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, do you have ideas for the design?
No.
Okay. What tools do you have at your disposal?
I think I'm going to buy a few of just, like, the pumpkin carving kits.
Okay.
Like, the little saws and scoopers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty flimsy. I'd almost do, like, just, like, a big wooden or, like, metal spoon if you have one.
Mm.
Those usually work pretty well for scooping.
Okay. Yes.
And then as far as, like, carving, if you have any, like, smaller knives that are sharp.
I might take, like, a steak knife.
Yeah. Steak knives or paring knives are perfect.
Yes. At least for just, like, cutting the tops off and getting the
definitely. Yeah, but no, the little ones are good for design, especially if you're doing smaller pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. So. And once you carve it, I feel like the skin gets, like, thinner.
Yeah.
Once you hollow it out.
The inside, yes. Definitely. Yeah.
What design, I guess, I could always go, like, classic jack-o'-lantern.
You could always do classic jack-o'-lantern. I've seen a lot of the little, like, tiny little, like, face, with, like, an itty-bitty little smile and itty-bitty little eyes in the middle of the...
Cute.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Very cute.
Very simple, but effective. What else have I seen? I'm thinking of all, like, the ridiculous pumpkins that the Stanford art students would do. There's a professor who had all of his art students carve pumpkins every Halloween, and it was, like, this competition where he'd, like, light up, it was probably hundreds and hundreds of pumpkins.
Like, that's so cute.
At his house, like, it was, like, a block off campus. And he'd have all of his art students over for, like, a party, and there'd be, like, trick-or-treating. Like, one of the grad students was always, like, tasked with, like, standing at the door to hand out candy to kids. And it would switch every so often. So a big party inside with the professor and all these college students, and then outside would be all these incredibly decorated and carved and et cetera pumpkins. Some of them were, like, massive 50-pound pumpkins with, like, pumpkin sculptures and who knows what going on. It was wild.
What a neat tradition.
It was really cool. I don't know if it's still going anymore. I think, because he, I think, passed away.
Okay.
A couple years, like, a while ago. I think his son might have taken it over for a little bit. I wonder if it's still going.
I think I want, like, I might just do two designs or try to come up with, like, a design that takes up more space. I think I want my jack-o'-lantern to cast out more light.
Ooh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's just a face on the front.
Yeah.
Then it's not much of a lantern.
That's true. That's true. So you could do, like, a double-sided?
You could do, like, a double-sided.
Double-sided, or you could do, like, giant, like, cut out a giant hole for a mouth, and then you, like, use, like, the piece that you cut out to, like, make teeth, and you, like, stick them back on toothpicks.
Oh, that's clever. I always just, like, cut around the teeth shapes. That feels faster and easier.
Yeah.
Yes. I could do just a really large mouth.
You could do a really large mouth and, like, I don't know, either scary or surprised-looking eyeballs.
Yes, I like this.
A classic is a barfing pumpkin. You just kind of get the guts and have them spilling out.
My mom always did the barfing pumpkin. Yeah. Both of our moms are in town this weekend.
They sure are.
I'm actually leaving this show early to go pick up my mom from the airport. So that's our fun, like, thing we have in common. I think it actually... My mom had a terrible time trying to get a hotel this weekend.
Yeah, so it's the head of the Charles. Which I didn't realize, because my mom did as well.
I think it's also... It might be homecoming.
Oh.
This weekend. I usually only know about homecoming because of the homecoming concert. Mm-hmm. Like Neon Trees 303. Obviously, they're not doing that this year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get yelled at by another musician.
Yeah.
But they're doing, like, a rooftop thing instead. Huh. And, like, I think I just don't care about sports, but it actually is homecoming weekend.
Interesting. I had no idea.
So the only hotel my mom was able to get, which turned out fine because it's very close to my house, was the Hyatt with all the freshmen.
Oh my gosh, with all the
freshmen.
That's hilarious.
I'm honestly kind of amazed that was the one hotel that wasn't booked.
No, it was. Because my mom and brother were also looking there, but they only had, like, the one bed open.
That's right.
Which my mom was like, I don't care, but, like, my brother has a really weird sleep schedule because he's, what?
Yes.
Almost 19, so...
Yes, yeah. Right. So he doesn't want to be on it, Mom.
No, because my mom's, like, up early. She's like, I'm ready to go. And he's like, please let me sleep till 4 p.m.
That I cannot imagine. Whenever I wake up at, like, 11, I'm like, oh, my whole morning is gone. What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom is staying in the Hyatt with all the... I'm just surprised that they're, like... You would think that if you were visiting your kid at school, you, like, it would be really convenient to stay in the hotel that your kid is at.
Yeah.
But...
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's also nice because I don't have a car. Like, my housemate's letting me use her car to pick my mom up. But
that's really nice.
If she were at a hotel that wasn't nearby, I wouldn't have much of a way of, like...
Getting back or...
Getting her every day, so...
Yeah.
Just walk over to the Hyatt.
Yep, or take the Hyatt Direct shuttle.
I think it would actually be a longer walk to pick her up from the shuttle stop. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Similar walk. It all depends on the light at Boston and college.
That's a very, it's like very a good point.
3-minute thing. But the shuttle actually does stop outside of the gym, apparently.
It does. I've heard rumors that it does.
Yes. So, theoretically, could try to flag it at the. It just doesn't feel worth it because it only comes every like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
What are you? What have you done with your mom? What are your plans with your mom?
Plans with my mom this weekend. Today is exploring Tufts, and I sent them off to explore Harvard Square.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you can get there. And they're like, I don't know how to use the subway. And I was like, it's okay. It's two stops.
It's Boston subway is a very good like starter subway. Mm-hmm. It's very. I didn't know how to use a subway either when I got either. Here, but it's very simple. Yeah. If I had moved to New York for college, it would have been pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, like they have the grid system if you're above ground, but it's a mess as soon as you go on the. Ooh, hello.
Right, Boston is a nightmare above ground.
Yes,
but the subway is only like four.
Yeah, no, it's at least makes some sense.
Yeah.
If it runs.
If it runs.
Yeah, it's always a good one, but. Plans. Tomorrow we're going to Salem,
which
I'm very excited about because I've never been. Show them around there. And then Saturday is our Boston day. So we're going to go to the Gardner Museum, which also I've never been. And my mom is very excited about. Yeah, she loves art museums. So I was like, I've got the perfect art museum for you.
I was thinking of taking my mom to the Gardner because Tufts, I believe, stopped paying for a Gardner membership Tufts students.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of taking my mom so she could pay for me.
Yep. They also have a student discount. So it's like, I think like not quite half the price, but it's like 60% of the price. So.
Okay. Not bad.
It's not terrible. It's definitely like, okay. Yeah. Like this is money to go, but it's not. It's not like an MFA ticket without a pass.
Right. Those are like $25.
Yeah.
Do you know if the Boston Public Library is open
for
visitors again?
It is. You have to, I think, schedule if you want to like stay around, but I'm pretty sure you can go in and like peek around and hop back out because that is also something that I want to do.
Okay, because my mom and I are going to have like a mother-son study sesh at some point, and I'm trying to figure out where... to do that.
You could go to the MFA.
There's just not like the places where the tables are in the MFA are not good.
Yeah, they aren't great. There's
like, if you want to study, it's probably going to be on just like a bench.
They have a lot of benches actually in the fun little thing, only around until like mid-November, the Woman's Art Gallery on the third floor. So the main atrium, and then there's that like big column thing.
Mm-hmm.
With all the art. Yeah, so there's like American art, and then if you go up to the third floor, that's like the women's art exhibition. And in that exhibition, there's actually a section on the back wall in the middle that there is a small little table and stools. So there's that. There's table and stools. It's usually pretty quiet because I guess people are sexist.
they don't care about women.
They don't care about women, which is very rude of them because it's a wonderful, wonderful exhibition gallery. And then actually, there's a little... If you go towards the bathrooms on that third floor, there's this lovely little wraparound. There's no benches, but there's this wraparound all glass windows on the outside. So amazing light and views. And actually, I did some homework there the other day. Just kind of like sat on one of the little like windows and did homework.
Nice. I need to do more studying. I went to the MFA once to study and then ended up just looking at the art.
Yeah.
And then going home.
Yeah, I did that too. It was very much, okay, I'm going to look at the art for 10 minutes. I'm going to sit down and study. And it ended up being I looked at the art for like 25, 30 minutes and studied for, got like an hour in. And then I walked around. It wasn't terrible. It was like, okay, next time I go, I'm more familiar with it so I can like sit.
No, it's not bad at all. And it is a very quiet study spot.
It was delightful.
Nice. I should do that. I should do that more. I'm thinking I personally would prefer to study at a coffee shop having coffee available reasons. But my mom's not a coffee drinker. So I don't have to. Like, kind of.
Okay.
I don't have to go to a coffee shop.
You don't have to go to a coffee shop. Yeah. Boston Public Library is a good spot, then.
I was thinking so. It depends on how far we want to trek. There
That's
are also, like, viable coffee shops. Near. I'm sad Bourbon Coffee in Porter Square closed, which was, like, probably the best coffee shop in the area.
That's a bummer.
It was really spacious. They also had smoothies. It was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Natural lighting. It was the Lesley University student coffee shop.
Oh, bummer.
But its entrance was on the street, and it was like a full-blown... Anyways, it shut down, and I'm very sad.
That's really tragic. There's a couple other coffee shops in Porter.
Like, Cafe Nero is always a safe bet.
Yeah, there's a bookstore coffee shop.
And then the bookstore coffee shop, if they have seating.
If they have seating, that's always a gamble.
The Arlington Cafe Nero always has seating. And is all, like... I enjoy a Cafe Nero. They usually have a good studying atmosphere, I think.
Yeah, it's good to know.
It's I don't enjoy a Tate. On my day when I went to the museum to study, I didn't study at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to study at Tate, and I just had forgotten how chaotic.
It's very chaotic.
Every Tate is all the time. And it's so expensive.
Yeah, did you go to the Northeastern one?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like that too. I've been to the Back Bay Tate.
Mm-hmm.
It is always such a freak show in any Tate. I have a vendetta again. I was like, why did I come here? I knew it would be bad.
Yeah.
I knew it would be a bad experience. And
yeah.
I still did it to myself.
I actually had not been to one until like 2 weeks ago when I went. And wow, the sandwich was tasty. It was also very expensive. So.
Oh my gosh. The food is crazy expensive.
I don't know if... I wasn't fully paying attention. This was my mistake, but I wasn't fully paying attention to the prices. And also, like, I hadn't had breakfast yet. And I was like, mm-hmm. I really need to eat something. So I'm about to have, like, hangry moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I got my food and then I got to the cash register. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
And it was, like, a breakfast sandwich.
Yes. Yeah, I think they charge something like $8 or $9 for an awful toast. Like
$9 for an egg and biscuit. Okay, best egg and biscuit sandwich I've ever had.
Okay.
It was incredible.
Good to know.
But also, for an egg and biscuit sandwich, I was like, ouchie.
On somebody's recommendation, I tried flour recently.
Oh, yeah,
flour,
yeah.
Flour, like the ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
There's one by MGH.
Yeah, there's also one in Harvard Square.
Really?
Yes.
What?
If you go towards the... past the T-stop towards the river, but on the right side of the little, like, fork where it splits off, you keep going down, there's... Oh, Felipe's.
Felipe, right.
Go towards Felipe's, keep going another block, and then there's a flour bakery right there.
I didn't know about that one, so I went to the... It's, like, not in MGH, but it's near MGH.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is expensive,
mm-hmm.
but it... And the coffee's really expensive. It was, like, $3.50 for a black coffee.
Yeah,
but the food was easily two meals, and it was...
Oh.
Off the charts.
Like, okay.
It was so good.
That's really good to know.
So when I was paying, I was not very happy.
Not
because
happy.
My girlfriend was also with me, so I was like paying for, like, we always make the mistake of buying two meals when there's, like, more than enough food. So we finished the foods, so we didn't have to take it with us, but it was a struggle. Like, we would have been much happier with one thing to share.
Yeah.
So I was paying and I was like, this is kind of ridiculous. And then I got the food and I was like, it's fine. It's...
Yeah, and you're like, okay, this is a large plate.
It's a large plate and, like, so delicious.
Oh, good.
Such a genius. They have, like, a lot of seasonal recipes.
Oh, nice.
We got, like, this salad that was just, like... We got a cauliflower melt with Oaxaca cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, like, I'm not a cauliflower guy,
mm-hmm.
but it was incredible. Doing a melt with Oaxacan cheese was really smart, too.
Yeah.
It was just, like, very creative and nice. I would recommend flour. Maybe not as a study spot because the coffee is very expensive.
Yeah.
And if I stayed too long, I would want a refill. But,
yeah.
You know.
So. Oh my gosh. Yeah, what would we recommend as study spaces?
Literally bourbon coffee, but it closed
it's
down.
Gone.
I'm
it's
bitter.
Gone. As you, yeah, that's so fair to be bitter.
I'm also, I'm going to give you the aux.
Oh,
so
okay.
That I can leave. Do you have a dongle?
I have a dongle.
Very
I will
nice.
Grab my dongle.
Also, this aux cord is
short.
Crazy short. Oh, they both are.
Okay, well, I will make my way over. Carefully. Oh, no. Where did I put my aux? I will find it.
These mics are so good. I love that I can hear your, like, pocket sounds.
My pocket rustling?
Pocket rustling.
It's a little bit unfortunate. I think I might have put it away in my bag. Why would I do that? But I did do that.
It's okay. I will do... PSA.
Perfect. While I'm searching and struggling.
Yeah.
Can you cut my mic off while I'm searching and struggling?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful.
All right, it's just me, guys. I can say whatever I want to about Mac, and they can't do anything about it. Kidding. And Mac is the best. That's all I have to say. Perfect.
Tyler's
Haha, they said Tyler's the best. You just couldn't hear it because their mic is off. I opened the binder to dried fruit PSA, which is a favorite of mine. So, sure, it's a bunch of fruits, and the pear is saying, eat me, is the image. I feel like you guys lose a lot from not seeing the images on the PSAs. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried, get ready for the epic list. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins. Raisins are already dried. Cranberries, prunes are also already dried. Blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There it is. Dried fruit PSA.
Oh, delightful.
There's just so much there. Like, it bothers me that there are fruits in the list that I've never heard of anybody eating dried. Like blueberries?
I've had them freeze-dried. I've never had them dried.
Okay, freeze-dried might... I guess that could be what they're talking about. I just don't... I'm convinced by most of these. And then there are a couple in there that I think they just put in there, like, kind of just because.
Definitely.
Cherries. I've never eaten a dried cherry. If I'm... Like, a cherry is already a snack. And I don't think it would taste that good dried.
No.
Anyways. The list is just so long, too. I think they're doing it just for the effect of having a long list. We're both... Oh, okay.
Definitely. We're both leaning forwards on the one mic. It's great.
I can hear you so much better. Which mic is... I can just turn on the mic over there. Or I can also just...
It's fallen off of the thing, so it's all good.
All right. I can also just give you my seat.
Oh, we can switch in a second. It's fine. Cool. We can do this craziness for the moment.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
I get to look into your eyes. They're very pretty.
Yours are very pretty, too.
Thank you.
Mac's eyes are like a really clear blue, like a light blue.
Mm-hmm. Tyler's eyes are like this really nice, like, greenish-bluish gray on the outside, and the inside is like this really warm, yellowy hazel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got some cool eyes.
I like my eyes. You also have really cool eyes.
Thank you.
I like this bonding moment for us.
This is a really cute bonding moment. We are, like, a foot apart from each other and leaning in.
Sharing a mic.
We're sharing a mic.
Let's see. Do you want to play a song and then we can switch seats?
Okay. That sounds good.
Sweet.
Yeah. I've got a song. If we are ready.
I'm ready.
I'm on aux one.
Aux one. Okay.
Ground feels like the weight's been lifted away. But if she leaves me there, I won't run. Please pass it on, carry me down. All you need to know is I want more. More looking for more. I want more. Just the waves fall back into place. So don't you leave me there wanting more, more like before. More, I want more, more, I want more.
Ooh. As for me, scream into
Well, hello everyone. That was Brother by the Little Green Cars. They are a small Irish band, actually, that I discovered at a Hozier concert. So, delightful things all around. And this is DJ Mac, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Free Firm Radio. And thank you so much for listening to this hour of AFM. Tune in next week for another hour of AFM. And, yeah, hope everyone has a excellent weekend and week, and enjoy the next show. So, farewell, and, yeah.
Ideas about food. Where do they get this stuff? Like eating Brussels sprouts helps you hit home runs. And eating carrots gives you X-ray vision. It's nuts. And I honestly have no idea where my daughter got this notion that broccoli is the official food of professional ballerinas. Kids, the only reason my 4-year-old loves cantaloupe is because he's convinced it comes from the moon.
Run, small step for man, lots of potassium for mankind.
And the other day when my oldest came up to me and said, "Mom, will eating peas and carrots really help me pull off a fakey frontside ollie with a twist?" I look him in the eye and say, "It can't hurt, honey. It can't hurt."
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to help their kids eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.